Ladies and gentlemen, we are back for yet another edition of the Pantry Boys Meets. I can't think of a better intro music than to get you prepped to talk food.
You know what's so funny? When I was trying to figure out like what kind of direction we wanted to take the intro, and that, yeah. And I heard the... I was like,
it gears you up to talk about food.
Yeah. What else are you going to talk about with an intro like that? You're going to talk about food, and you're going to talk about food well.
It's got like the Larry David type theme music, yes, too, yes, to where it's kind of like ridiculous what you're about to get into.
Yes, exactly. But exactly right.
We're going to make you think before we get the show started here with very special guest Cody Jones coming on. I do want to say the feedback, the engagement from the folks, the Pantry Boys faithful, has been truly incredible. We've never seen a response like that. Even, you know, Benny the Jet, our producer, we haven't seen a response like that. So we want to get a voicemail that we're probably going to have next episode for you folks to call in, get your takes in. We all have the takes. So we're going to get that going, and we appreciate you guys for the support.
From the bottom of our hearts, from the bottom of our hearts that are full of guacamole and chocolate covered strawberries. We thank you ever so much. It's really been wild. Like from where it started to where it's been going now, we've been on a roll. We've been getting good guests coming on. It's just been incredible. So we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. With that being said, on the talk of great guests, the guy we're about to bring on is just like, I genuinely believe just like one of the founding fathers for like going out and just like chasing whatever it is you love to do and making it your, not only your career, but like your life, basically, like what you, I guess your career. But Cody Jones from Dude Perfect, the tall guy from Dude Perfect, is going to come on. We don't know what to expect. He's a Texas boy. He's from Texas. They all met, I think it was at Texas A&M. And they do trick shots. Dude Perfect, they've skyrocketed over the last 12 years. They all met, I'm pretty positive it was a Bible study class. They ended up living together and they put out one episode or one video on YouTube. I remember like it was yesterday. I was like 9 years old. I promise you, I watched the first video when it first came out. It was called Backyard Stuntman. And I saw them and I'm like, this is the best thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And I started to binge watch their videos. I've been a fan since back then. And to have them come on the Pantry Boys to talk about food, doing something similar to what they've been doing in terms of like just going after something that you love to do and something you're passionate about. It's really a cool moment, not only for me, but for the Pantry Boys and the Pantry Boys faithful, all you Pantry Boys and girls out there. Like I said, we don't know what the hell he's going to say.
That's the beauty of it. But I can assure you, Meats, we're always going to hold them accountable. If he has any bad takes, we're going to hold them accountable.
Always.
You do a very good job with a lot of the guests that come on. You do a good job of scoping different food guys and guys that talk our language. And again, these guys have just taken over YouTube. They do live shows now.
They've taken over. And you know what it is too that I love about them? They've stayed within their, their core beliefs. Like they know that a lot of young kids watch them. They know what their audience really is. And they stay true to that. You don't see them doing like ads for like Budweiser or stuff like that. They really cater and they focus on who their audience is. And they don't go every which way. I love that about them. They stay true to themselves. They're a bunch of good guys. One day, hopefully we have all of them come on here and they'll talk about food. That would be fucking nuts. But we're going to bring them on. Like, we don't know what to expect, but I can guarantee it's going to be a good one. We got a gem coming on. Cody Jones. Here we go.
Let's clap it up for the big fella. Let's clap it up for the big fella right there. Mr. Cody.
There he is. Cody Jones coming in hot from Dude Perfect. Absolutely unbelievable. Thanks for coming on, dude.
My guys, it is an absolute privilege. I am stoked to be here, and I think I might be your most hated guest of all time with my hot take today. It's gonna get nasty.
He's setting the bar low.
He comes in firing. But before we start, I got a phone call about an hour ago from Cody. Okay. Saying, listen, we're in the middle of a trick shot. Can we reschedule, like push it back an hour? And I cut him off and I said, absolutely. Like that was the coolest phone call I've ever received in my entire life. Like, what do we got?
So I don't know how. So that's a boomerang.
in
the target right there. And it took about an hour. But this is Logan. He threw it as hard as he could from the Ranger while I'm driving. The boomerang loops back around and then drills me. And I'm driving, so I can't even see. And we hit it a couple times on the edge, but then we had to get it right in that little target spot. So
unbelievable.
Thank you for the delay. I apologize.
Our pleasure. You nuts.
Bro, so listen, Cody, before we get into it, me and Nikki Meats always say, wow, you know, we got it really good being able to talk food every week. You're able to go into this workspace that you guys got, this factory that you guys got, wake up every day.
Every day I do it. You know, I have the meatballs and then we do it. Yes. Keep going.
Unbelievable.
Every day, this guy.
What a fucking life.
I mean, what a life.
It's
what a life.
You can't complain. It's every day is a variety. That's what I love about it is like 1 week we're at the ESPYs, the next week we're doing boomerang trick shots. You just never know with us. And that keeps it fun.
Unbelievable. So listen, we don't want to take too much of your time. You know what you got to do. You come in, you give a take on food. And we just we talk about it. And before we go, we gotta let you know, the pantry boy, and all the pantry boys and girls out there, they're gonna hold you accountable if you fuck this up.
Absolutely,
it's not gonna be good. I'm going down. It's not great, but it's one I can't. I just don't get it. I fully don't understand. It's authentic as it gets for me.
I'm so excited.
But
right now. We want to hear.
Okay. I'm a Texas boy. Love steak. Love burgers. Italian food is like last on the list for me. Just to start, I got to go there. Okay. It's carb heavy. I've never been able to just like eat Parmesan chicken with noodles and then like not want to take a nap after.
Oh no, me.
Here's my take. Here's the problem. I married a Southern belle, and her biggest downfall is she loves Italian food. And so once a week we'll do it. And the one thing, this is my take, is I can do Parmesan chicken. I can do.
Okay, I'm just gonna cut you off real quick. It's chicken Parmesan, and that's it.
Cody, we're gonna hold you accountable, man. We're not gonna let you fly.
It was almost
Parmesan. How do you spell Parmesan?
I couldn't tell you, but I know that the chicken becomes before the Parmesan. You know the feeling when someone scratches on a chalkboard? That's what I got both times when you said Parmesan chicken. I couldn't go through that again. But go ahead.
No, that's fair. What I don't understand, and my wife orders it almost every time, is the spaghetti and meatballs. And now listen, here's the deal. I love spaghetti. What I do not understand for the life of me is why people want the meatballs. It's like a sausage ball. You can't even tell me what kind of meat it is. And it just ruins the whole plate. And I don't understand it. I don't know how it got famous. I don't know why we're doing it still. It's 2021. We're woke. And we're still putting meatballs in our spaghetti. Why?
Now, the first thing, if I can, means that
Go ahead.
Because recover.
You don't mind taking the noodles head on? You don't mind taking the spaghetti head on?
I'll crush it. A little Caesar salad on the side.
Okay, now we got some light. Okay, all right.
Or is it bread garlic? Did I get that right? Is it bread garlic or is it garlic?
It's garlic bread. It's garlic bread. Now we got some life. We got some life. He had to put in the Caesar salad. We got some life.
No tomatoes, by the way, on the Caesar salad. You don't want to be biting into those balls. Now
that's
tomatoes.
A take.
Absolutely.
Now that's there a take. Now that's a take.
It's like a vegetable grenade.
Heat him up, baby.
Keep it up. Now he's heating up.
Here we go, that boy.
I don't like tomatoes on my Caesar salad. I don't like my tomatoes on my Caesar salad.
I mean, creamy leg, if you got it, I'm getting it every time. I'm eating the sugar on top that they flame down.
Now, what's that?
Creme brulee? Are we familiar? Isn't that Italian? I don't know.
I think it's French.
I'll say this, Olive Garden.
I will say this though, Meats, with Cody's take here, I do get it in the sense of look, spaghetti meatballs. I do think is good. I'd rather have a meat sauce.
Yeah,
I think that meshes better than spaghetti and meatballs. Yes.
So that's my point.
I do get that.
I would rather have the meatball as an appetizer.
No problem. Yeah.
If you go to a restaurant and an Italian joint and they got, well, first of all, Cody, listen, with all due respect, man, I love you. I love what you have.
Heads up. Take shelter.
You know, I really think whenever it is you're in New York, you got to hit me up because I'll take you to a good Italian restaurant. You can't tell me, or I have known a cook for you. You can't tell
that
me.
That might be the problem. You know, I'm hitting up Olive Garden on a Thursday night.
That's terrible.
Tour of Italy, I'll get a little bit of everything. But I'm slicing away the meatballs and saying, "Hun, want these suckers? I'm not down with it."
I think you got two problems here. I think that the rootier problem is that the Italian food that you're having is not the best.
Sure.
I don't think it can be the best. And you know, I'm empathizing with your take. And if I were in your shoes, I would say the same thing. I think the meatball is definitely an appetizer, and I think I'd rather have a meat sauce. But I tell you what, the next time you go to an Olive Garden, I'm not one of those, oh yeah, you can't go to the Olive Garden. Like, I used to play travel baseball, and like when we were in a crunch after a tournament, we go right into the Olive Garden, and I would consider it like fine Italian cuisine, obviously. But like some of the stuff they got is good. You gotta get, like, when you go to a place like that, you gotta get like a cream sauce, like, because they'll just load it up.
I'm doing it wrong. Maybe it's on me.
I think it's entirely on you.
Yeah.
Italian food, don't you like? To me, it's what I love. It's the longest meal because there's so many different.
See, and that's what I'm a get it done quick. Food to me is a chore. Like, let's eat quick, let's visit, and then let's go do something. Let's hit up Top Golf. Let's go play some FIFA at the hotel. Let's go do something. I'm not just sitting around.
I mean,
and I'm not Cody. Okay with that.
Cody, I'm not okay with that either, Cody.
I'm not okay with that.
I've been with the same dudes. We're on year 12 of doing this thing. We roomed together for 3 years. Okay. We're together 5 days a week, most of the time on the weekends. We hang out. Another meal and be like, hey, so what's new? I don't know. I've been with you the last 7 straight days. Are we going to sit down for a 3-hour dinner time? Okay.
You know what?
I think you got to find new people to go to dinner with.
Everyone stop. I think we have a beautiful opportunity here, Cody. I'm really glad you came on to the show today because I just think you're looking at food completely wrong.
Yeah.
I think your perspective is just so wildly wrong.
Like, you give me a hot pocket, that might be the best tour of Italy is a friggin' hot pocket.
I don't know why I brought him on.
Oh, there's some cold steaks going around right now.
No, I really thought you were gonna come on and had me so excited, and then you're throwing around hot pockets, Olive Garden meatballs. But
had the ham and cheddar hot pocket.
It's a great food. It's great. The ham and cheddar hot pocket, it's great.
Cody,
but I just
little box wine, just a little top right there, and just fill her up, and then close her down, and just
feet. If I may, Cody, if you come on, okay, and you give that meatball and spaghetti take, and preferring the meat sauce to it, I think we really got something here.
I think we had something.
Yep, we did. We had some, and then I just went off the deep end.
What steered me out. Was the food is a chore.
Yeah, the food is a chore. That line. That was, but then I started to think, you're really out there in the deep end, but I think we can get you back a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, throw me the life back in.
I think I'm going to put a little meatball on a hook and catch it out. I think we'll get you.
I don't know if I'm biting.
He's not going to bite.
Okay, what about a T-bone ribeye?
Give me a tomahawk, Wagyu, with a little butter sauce on top.
Okay, so let's talk about that then. Then why'd you come on here talking about meatballs and stuff like that? When you go to a steakhouse, what are your two sides?
Here we go.
I like to try to eat the rainbow. So I either hit up like a broccolini or I go with like an asparagus, and then I'm going potato. So it's either baked potato.
Let it rip. All I was waiting for was some kind of potato, some kind of starch, and you got it. But I really
think in medium rare. I want the thing mooing. Like,
oh, me too.
I need that sucker bleeding out.
Oh,
and by the way, love the Caesar out of the gate.
Agreed. And on top of that, I love the take with the no tomatoes. You don't like the grape tomatoes on there. I think that's brilliant.
There's no need for them. There's just no need.
I think, you know, it was great. It was great to have you come on. And I really believe that this happened for a reason, because this is now a golden opportunity for you to start looking at things differently.
It's true.
Because I really think, yeah, I get it. You know, you've been with the boys 12 years, but like when you go, like you gotta appreciate like good cuisine. You know what I mean?
But have you been to the other side of the pond where they eat for 6 hours? Have you done that? Have you been there and experienced the full 7-course, 6-hour? What are we doing? Little tiny bites on the big old plate.
So you're just go.
Experience. I'm like, all I want to experience are my cold sheets in bed watching HBO. Let's go, baby.
You know, Cody,
you're just a different kind of guy. That's okay.
And that's okay.
It's okay. That's why, Bob. This is why Bob. We do this.
Cody, you know what I appreciate? Okay, first thing, I appreciate you coming on. But you knew, you came in, you said, you know what? I got some hot takes that I'm going to give.
Yep.
It's not going to be a crowd favorite by any means. Nope. And you came on, you took it on
you
the
knew
chin.
It. You took it on the chin. You took now, it on the chin.
The two things that I'll leave you with is, A, I think we just got to keep you in the steakhouse, okay?
Yeah.
I think we got to keep you in.
Don't and venture outside of the steakhouse. Don't my venture outside. Yeah.
Keep the same guys you're doing trick shots with, but find different people for dinner.
I need new friends.
There we go. Cody Jones.
Ladies. Cody Jones. Listen, unbelievable. Thank you for coming on. It was our pleasure. I think we got we both mutually benefited from this one.
Okay.
I think
I'm going to try meatball. I'm going to go back at it. The onions in there and just like
you don't got to do that. You just got to, because you're going to the Olive Garden. You got to go.
You need the homemade pasta where they string it out of the machine and they touch it, they pull it, they like it. Put the butter on it. Like,
you're
okay,
like this.
You're like,
go. You're like, let me just get calories in. That's you?
Yes, let's just crush. Like, okay. You can't tell me you can't eat a big old thing of pasta and not want to take a 6-hour nap after.
No, I get it. It
kills your day.
But you can't come on to the show that talks about food and say that food is a chore.
Not a chore.
It's not always a chore. Today was a chore. We ordered brisket to the office. Okay. I ate a little bit. Went back to work. I'm not going to sit there for an hour and just
die. Can you do me a favor? Next time you go out to a restaurant, can you tell before you take a bite of the food, can you just say to whatever you order, just say, I appreciate you, and then put it into
your mouth. That's good. I'll do it. You know what? I'm going to download Anthony Bourdain, his little tour thingy, and I'm just going to watch and learn.
Yeah, watch and learn. Just appreciate what you got in front of your eyes.
That's good. I'm glad I came on, because this was learning for me. This was a good experience.
Yes. Cody, you're big. The man. Thank you so much for coming on.
Take care, buddy.
God bless. Take care, boys.
Okay, Meats. Phenomenal stuff, but now it's time. We go mano-a-mano, take for take, take
my
for
favorite
take.
Part.
This is when it's...
Nothing gets me more excited than this right here.
You know, it's all fun and games, and we love having the guests on. But as soon as the guests leave, it's like, okay, it's go time. Here we go now. Yeah, mano, face to face, ready to rock and roll.
You know what's so great, before I get into it, about this show?
Go ahead.
Every food item I eat, or every time I go out to a restaurant, it's market research. Like, it's like, brewing. Sometimes I can't even focus on the people that I'm with, because I'm just thinking of ideas to come on and talk to the people about. I got a note section on my phone that scrolls for days of just friggin' this take, that take, why don't we talk about this? And it's just a never-ending stream of content when you go out into the world as a pantry boy.
There are rumors out there that say that we created Pantry Boys just to use every meal as a write-off.
As a business write-off, yes.
Cass LLC is out running around town just writing off everything.
Writing off this Chipotle bowl, that gyro, everything's getting written off under the LLC. But make no mistake, I got two incredible takes for you today.
Sure.
And I know you've been getting into the acai bowl game.
Big time.
Little late to the party. Okay.
Yep, very, very.
Little late to the party, but it's okay. You know, it's not a big deal. I want to know, what is the most obnoxious acai bowl topping that you could get? Like, when you go into, like, I'm just going to set the scene, okay? You go into one of these places. It's, like, probably called, like, Spruce Tree or something. It's got a period.
Great name.
Go in. And, like this urban music is playing, like pow, 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 you know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
And they got all these pressed juices on the side, you know what I mean, that are $8 a pop, $10 a pop. They got all these options that are written on a chalkboard. You know, it's a very earthy, crunchy place. And then you get to the add-on section. What's the most obnoxious add-on that you could get?
I saw it's a great, great question, Meats. And you're right. I was a little bit late into the acai game. And again, I've said about the acai bowl, I find it to be a dessert. I can't get into the headspace of having the acai bowl for breakfast. I truly see it as a dessert. I went in to get an acai bowl one time, and I think very few of these places would have it, but I have seen dragon fruit on top of an acai bowl. Oh. And I just thought that was, and by the way, the thing about the dragon fruit, nobody knows what the deal with it is. Nobody knows how it tastes. Where do you get it? How do you cut it?
Where the fuck is a dragon fruit from?
No idea.
No one knows.
No one knows. And by the way, I don't think there's many people even talking about it. Nobody knows whether we like it or not.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. No one knows whether or not we like the dragon fruit. But then you'll have, once in a while, you'll run into a regular at an acai bowl place, and they get the dragon fruit on their acai bowl, and you say, well, what is the dragon fruit? And then they'll go into this whole spiel about how great the dragon fruit is for the inside of the body, for the kidney, for the liver, all these body parts. And they'll just lecture you on the dragon fruit. I got news for you. If you go into an acai bowl place and you're getting dragon fruit for an extra $3.99, you're a jerk off.
And you're right. You're probably right on the dot about the $3.99. That's
definitely
$3.99. Expensive. And it just took that acai bowl from $15 to $18.99 to where now I'm a little uncomfortable.
Now I'd rather just get a lobster roll, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, Meats, with the dragon fruit, is that something that you can get at the grocery store? I don't know. There's no verdict out on it.
I don't know. To be honest with you, when you say dragon fruit, I still don't know what it looks like. I'm thinking like my mind starts to think about like a guava or like something, you know, I don't know what a dragon fruit necessarily looks like, but if I saw one, I would say that right there is a dragon fruit. You know what I
mean? Right.
You know, it's something different and
no desire whatsoever to taste it.
It's just honestly, it might be the most obnoxious fruit.
Well, and that kicks it back to you, Meats, and that's a tough act to follow. By the way, I never even knew they had the topping till I saw that there's a lot of top. There's the flax seeds too.
Wait, hold on! Don't start naming them. Don't start naming them
because I got a lot of crazy toppings on the acai bowl.
Because I think that if you go in, this is my take. If you go into an acai bowl place and you do one of these two things, You need to figure it out because if you go in, I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry I did that. If you go in and you get it's not honey, it's fresh honeybees honey. That's how they label it. Honeybees honey. Not regular honey. They don't just put honey on a thing.
It's just fresh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that honey comes from fucking honeybees. You got to tell me. It's just obnoxious. We know where the honey comes from. You don't got to tell me it's fresh honeybee honey. I know what it is. I know it. I know that's the only place on this entire fucking planet that you could get honey. It comes from the honeybee. You don't got to reassure me. I know.
We're overdoing it.
It's overdone.
Even on things being like organic now too.
Yeah.
At what point is organic too organic? They have to prove to you that it's organic.
And they prove to you that it's organic, and then they charge another $1.95 just for that word.
Enough is enough. Yeah,
enough is enough.
It's just too much. And by the way, we're on the acai bowl train. I
love an acai bowl.
Even the juices. I love the juices and that stuff to cleanse. We're here, but just don't overdo it.
Don't overdo it. You know, I'll have a shot of the wheatgrass. I'll have the honey on the acai bowl. But you don't got to just clarify to me that it comes from a honeybee. The other thing that really I just I like I when it's on the board, I'm like, what is it? Like, why? Spirulina. What the fuck is spirulina? Do you know
What is it called? What is it called? This is like the legume thing. What is it called?
Spirulina.
What the fuck is spirulina?
I don't know. But they charge another $1.25 for the spirulina. And I got no clue what the spirulina is.
There's somebody out there. If
you ball and told me that there was spirulina in it, I'd say I had no idea. I didn't fucking know.
There is somebody out there that could tell you all about spirulina. Everything you need to know about spirulina. I couldn't even tell you how to spell it, Nikki Meats. I think that's outrageous.
And there's a red line in the notes because I wrote spirulina down in my notes.
Good for you.
Autocorrect line underneath spirulina. I don't know how to spell it either. But I bet you the person that could tell you everything about the spirulina can also tell you everything you need to know about a fucking dragon fruit.
Meats, let me ask you this, okay? Before we move on, what's your go-to gotta-have-it acai bowl topping?
Peanut butter.
Yes, for sure. That'll be ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, without a doubt.
That's it.
Peanut butter. One, two, three. Ding, 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 ding. Peanut butter. Gotta have it on the acai bowl. It needs to be there. Your eyes lit up. My eyes lit up. It's not an acai bowl.
If you don't say peanut butter, you're not going into the acai place with the right intentions.
The game changer has to be there.
Has to be there. And you know, too, with the peanut butter is like when I go in there, like peanut butter is a lot of calories for the amount that you get, like because it's very high in fats. Fats is 9 calories.
But people also act like it's healthy. It's one of those foods that I don't know if it's healthy or not.
No, very healthy, but you need it in doses. Like, you can only have 32 grams. That's one serving. That's 2 tablespoons.
Gotcha.
It's nine calories per gram. Carbs, 4 calories per gram. Proteins, 4 calories per gram. Fats is 9 calories, so it's a lot.
Ridiculous that you know that, by the way. Ridiculous.
What can I say?
You got no business knowing that. And I believe you. I believe it's true.
I feel like I should now know how to tell you the benefits of a dragon fruit.
But yeah, and a spirulina.
And a spirulina.
Yeah, you're halfway there.
I don't even know what a spirulina looks like. I really don't. But without getting off on too much of a tangent. Fuck. I lost my train of thought. I was thinking about spirulina.
Spirulina will do that to you.
You go into the acai bowl place, okay? And you know that peanut butter is a lot of calories, but you know that they're just going to glob it on there. And you don't think twice about it because you're like, you know what? It's an acai bowl. It's a little healthy. It's got fruits in there. It's all good. You don't really think about how much peanut butter it really is. And that's why I love it because I just out of sight, out of mind. Like I know I'm probably consuming way too much peanut butter when I go into the acai bowl place, when I go into Spruce Tree, but I don't really give a shit.
And it's actually, in fact, just a little fun fact, too. If you order the acai bowl online, what you're going to find is the first topping is usually going to be peanut butter because they know that's just about a guarantee.
They know it's a guarantee.
You're going to find that right out of the gate. We're going to keep it rolling on here, Nikki Meats. Now me to you. And I'd like to talk Thanksgiving here. For a second, what I love about Thanksgiving, I think it's such a great holiday in the sense of it's the one holiday that is really dedicated to food. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do here on the Pantry Boys. We talk food. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving is all about food. That's what I like. Christmas is about the gifts, not the food. I'm sure some people do good food on Christmas, but it's not dedicated to the food. Thanksgiving's dedicated to the food. Here's Nikki Meats, okay? Big Thanksgiving Day. Okay, you're going to the families for Thanksgiving and they call you. Okay, your grandma calls you and she says, Nikki, we only get 4 items on the plate this Thanksgiving. Now, I know the Cassano family would never do that, but you get 4 items on your plate. It could be sides, it could be the main dish, whatever it is. Nikki Meats, I want those 4 items.
Can I just tell you before we start? I love you. Look, I'm going to start crying. It's just unbelievable. I mean, it's such a great, great, like, question. It just lights me up. It really does. I can't begin to tell you. Look, hey, they're coming.
Anyways, I ain't never going to let you down, Meats.
I love you, Bob. The first thing that comes to mind, you got to have the turkey. I mean, now, you should have just said.
White meat or dark meat?
We go white meat, and then we save the dark meat for when we get home, and we put it on a sandwich with mayo and a little bit of the gravy.
But now, meat, you got four things coming on. You got four. Yeah.
No, I know. Well, no, I got three because I picked the turkey.
You picked the turkey. You picking white and dark meat turkey?
Because I'm saying I'm picking white meat for the plate, but for the dark meat, I'm just throwing a little tidbit for the people listening, folks at home. You take that dark meat, you save it into a little Tupperware, and you make yourself a nice sandwich at around 12:03 a.m.
Ages very well, a lot ages better than well, the
like fine wine.
Yep.
The next thing, see, I'm a very traditional like Thanksgiving food kind of guy. I don't really like you know what I'm talking about?
Cranberry sauce.
You see, that's why I fucking knew you knew that.
I'm all over.
I don't like the cranberry sauce. To me, it's the texture of it. It's not, I don't like things that are like Jell-O. I don't really like, gooey shit. And I think that the cranberry sauce, gooey shit.
And that would have been a real waste of.
It would have been a waste. And we're talking, we only get four items. You already knock one out because you're going to say turkey. And now we got three to work with. I'm burning the cranberry. And like, even
get it out of there.
Even when you put it down, like it does one of these, like the cranberry sauce when you put
it down. Yeah, it's like it's trying to juke you out. You know,
it does one of these when you
cranberry sauce is known for pulling a quick juke. It's all over the fucking place. You can't figure out where the cranberry is gonna fucking go. You can't pick it up with the fork.
You can't because you try to put the fork in it and the cranberry's going like this. But anyways, so the cranberry's gone. I'm not wasting my time on that. Okay. I love. Oh, geez, here he goes. I love mashed potatoes. Now let me ask you: is gravy considered an item?
No.
Well, can I say mashed potatoes and gravy?
Nope. Come separate.
Ah, fuck.
Because it's served in a separate little tipping. So
They serve it in the genie thing. They serve it in the genie.
In the genie thing. You can take the gravy, but it's going to count as one. That just derailed your plan.
Yeah, it really threw me for a loop. It really, because you need the, you cannot have gravy on your turkey and mashed potatoes.
You got to really dig deep now.
You got to dig deep. You got to search within you.
You're running into trouble here because you really are going to rely on that gravy for the white meat.
For the white meat, you know it's going to be drier in the Sahara Desert when you go to.
Dry. So now you're running into troubles.
And by the way, I'm just going to clear the air here. I don't give a fuck how you cook your Thanksgiving turkey, okay? There's no method. Everyone says, oh, when I make my turkey, it's going to be juicy. It's going to be juicy. It's not. It ain't going to be juicy. It's going to be dry. It's going to be dry. It's going to be dry. And there's nothing you can do about it. You can inject as much fucking oil, as much water, juice, gravy into that turkey. When it comes out, that turkey is going to be like a fucking foot.
It is such a great take because it's so true.
It's never going to be moist. It's never going to be moist.
It could come out of Bobby Flay's oven. And you can put the can in the ass. There's people who do the can. They stuff it. They shoot it up. They
do one of these. Yeah.
It's always going to be dry.
Yeah, it's always going to be dry. I walk in on Thanksgiving dinner. My mom's got a syringe injecting gravy into the turkey's ass. I'm like, Mom, what are you doing? It's not going to come out juicy. It's going to come out dry. Anyways.
Same turkey.
So you need the gravy. Okay. So now we got three. So the now here's.
Grape. Wow.
You have to.
Wow.
You have to go gravy.
Wow, he's got one. Wow, he's running into trouble here.
Here is where I'm really running into trouble, and I'll explain where I'm at. I'm in between, like pieces of like corn, like little corn, you know. Because what I like to do is I like to, you know, my grandmother when we were younger, she used to make a nice little pool, and she'd pour the gravy in, and then she'd throw a little corn pieces in there, and say, "Oh, look, the corn are swimming, Nick," and you know. I love that. I think it's great. So
It's cute.
I'll probably do it to the day I die. And you know, but I also love a nice warm piece of cornbread with butter.
Now the butter you got to use as a side. So you got the white meat, you got the gravy, you got the mashed potatoes. You need a fourth. You need a power fourth. This could make or break the plate.
I go cornbread.
You go cornbread.
I go cornbread. But wow. Here's why. But here's why. I go cornbread because I'm satisfied with mashed potatoes, gravy, and a piece of turkey. Like four slices of nice white meat.
Yeah.
Like the corn, it just adds it. But I don't need it. I need mashed potatoes, gravy, and turkey on Thanksgiving. Or else it's not a Thanksgiving. I love reaching over into the cornbread bin basket and just taking a nice soft bite of the cornbread to cleanse the palate with what I just did with the turkey, mashed potatoes, and gravy.
I'll say this. Thank God you got the gravy, because if you did not have that gravy, you are looking at a very dry mouth.
You're looking at it. You're chewing like this.
I'm going to go with the dark meat. Hit me with the dark meat. I think it's got a lot more flavor. It's not going to be dry. White meat, definitely more traditional. I understand that. Light me up with the dark meat.
Okay? Dark meat's a good take, Bob. Dark meat's a good take, Bob.
Then I want you right with, I'm neck and neck with you with the mashed potatoes.
You have to.
Gotta have to talk about a staple. I'm right there with you on the mashed potatoes. I'm going to get a little exotic here now, meats. Bear with me. I'm going to get a little bit exotic here. Let me get a little drum roll there, please, Nicky Meats. Hit me with the green bean casserole.
Oh, goodbye. Oh, God. Bob.
There's an issue with the green bean casserole here.
Bob.
You have an issue with the green bean casserole? If you have an issue with the green bean casserole, the Cassanos have not been doing the green bean casserole right. And I would never put that on the Cassanos, because I think anything that comes out of the kitchen. I just think. It's got to be.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. And I don't think it's a cold take. But I just think there's so much more that you could get on that plate before the green bean casserole.
I think if you have an issue with the green bean casserole.
I don't have an issue. I just think there's more to offer on Thanksgiving.
I think you might be upset with this fourth take. Ready?
Well, I'm thinking about two things.
In the three hole. Okay. It's not confirmed. It's up in the air on if this is a side or not. But boy, am I happy if I see this. Hit me with the mac and cheese. Hit me with the mac and cheese in that four slot. Do you consider that a Thanksgiving side? I do. I think it depends on the household, but fuck.
I think that depends entirely on the household. But
let
me tell you something. If you go over to somebody's house for Thanksgiving and they got a nice plate of mac and cheese, they are doing everything right.
And by the way, though, Meats, my family never really did the mac and cheese.
Neither did I. But I've gone to friends' houses on Thanksgiving who have the mac and cheese. And they usually, they're the ones who have the lake house. You go on vacation to the lake. They do things right, you know?
It's just one of those things to me, like mac and cheese is like pizza, to where it's never going to be bad.
Never going to be bad. You know, it's never going to be bad.
You'll always eat it. There's better ones out there. But
I'll always eat it.
So here's what we're going to do, Meats.
I like it.
I want that side by side on the Pantry Boys IG, and we're going to let the people decide. That's your Thanksgiving lineup right there.
I'm very traditional. I'll come forth and say I'm very traditional when it comes to Thanksgiving. I enjoy the mashed potatoes and then the gravy. And like I soak the turkey in gravy and then get that piece of cornbread or the little coin.
The only thing I will say I'm very jealous about your plate is the gravy. I'm going to be looking over at
you're going to have a grip, but this is why I fucking love you. You want to know why? Because you knew you weren't going to take that white meat.
No.
I mean, you knew that you weren't going to take the gravy. I'm sorry.
Exactly. So where
you knew the gravy wasn't in there. So you said, okay, I need a little bit of flavor, a little bit of juiciness. That's why I'm going to go with the dark meat.
Totally. And then I could forego the gravy. Although
you could forego the gravy. I mean, talk about a guy that just thinks of it all.
It's all calculated. Everything.
It's calculated.
Is totally calculated, Meats. We sent it back over to you. Nicky, it's two takes. We got a Nicky Meats take. Bobby, take. Let's let it rip, big fella.
Let's let it rip, baby. Okay. This one is going to jerk the chain a little bit. You're going to have to think for this one.
Okay.
What is I know my answer right off the bat. I don't have to give it any thought. I'm very passionate about this. What is a food item that you will order, and if it doesn't come, or if they forget to put something on it, you're like, I can't eat this, or it just sucks the excitement. You know what I'm talking about? Out of everything. You know what I mean? Like, you'll order a food, and there's something specific that's on it, and if they forget to put it on it, you're like, oh, fuck, I can't eat this. I cannot. I am so upset. And it'll literally ruin your day.
They're out there.
They're out there. They're definitely out there.
And like you said, it's going to make you think.
Yeah, yeah.
It's definitely going to make you think. I was going to defer to you out of the gate, but I think I could
give it to you if you want.
I have one. I want to make sure it's the right one. So go ahead and I'm going to get my think tank.
For me, and there's no answer that will top this, in my opinion. When I get a bacon, egg, and cheese with salt, pepper, ketchup, and they forget to put the ketchup on the fucking bagel, I will literally not eat it. I cannot eat it. I get so excited with the salt, pepper, ketchup, because it makes, to me, it makes the whole sandwich.
But the only thing that I will counter to that, though, Meats, is it's a very, you would think it's a very easy fix. Or do you feel that once that bagel is lifted up?
Yes, it's done. It's a different bagel. You can't sandwich it together and then lift it up.
Yes.
Oh. Once you lift it up, that's it. You cannot lift that up.
I totally get it, dude. That sandwich is not the same sandwich.
It's like if you get a burger and you lift up and the cheese comes off the patty. It's like, oh, fuck. It's like I don't want to eat it anymore. It's like it ruins the whole thing. You know what it's like? It's like when you tell someone, or when you say, I don't know. Like, someone wants to borrow a lawnmower. Yo, can I borrow your lawnmower? Bear with me here. Stay with me. Right? They use your lawnmower. They bring it back to the house, and then they put it in the wrong spot in the garage where you originally found it. Wouldn't that piss you off?
Not the same lawnmower.
It's not the same lawnmower. It just, you know what I mean? It's not the same lawnmower.
I think there's going to be a lot of people out there, Meats, that really respect this take. I do. Because at first when you said it, my original thought was, get your ass up and go get the ketchup.
No, you can't. No, because then you can't lift up that bagel, especially a bagel that's delicate. You can't lift up that bagel. Because the eggs, because you know the guy on the griddle ain't really strategically placing the eggs on it. That egg could be hanging over the side of the bagel. You don't know.
I almost feel that way, too, about a hamburger, to where I prefer that all to be on there. I don't.
Yeah, yeah.
It just, to me, it just kind of changes the game a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'll tell you what I got, Meats. At first, believe it or not, people tend to hate on tuna. I like tuna. At first, I was going to say mayonnaise not being in the tuna, and I'm glad I had time to think, because
I'm glad you did too, because that would have been rough. Yeah, that one would have
been thrilled about that. I'll tell you what mine is right now. You know, I'm a big Caesar salad guy. You're not going to find
give it to me. Give it to me.
Gotta have the croutons.
Gotta have the croutons.
Got the croutons. Yep. God, I don't care if it's a starter salad. Yep. I don't care if it's a chicken Caesar wrap.
Yep.
Find a way to get those croutons in there or on there. They have got to be there, or it's a different.
It's a different salad. It's a different Caesar.
Yeah.
It's 100% a different Caesar. I completely agree. And I don't even like croutons, but I like having that crunch every now and then. Or I like to know that I got it. You know what I mean?
Or let me ask you, Meats. Have you ever had a chicken Caesar wrap?
Oh, my God. Bob, I got to tell you something. You ever get a feeling, like a giddy feeling, when, like, you're about to eat a food or you see a piece of food on the menu? For me, it's normally the gyro. I always get a giddy feeling with a gyro.
Love a good gyro.
Like, I had one last night. Like, look, I'm elated. Like, it was like... Like, I get very giddy about a gyro. I get very giddy about a slice of pizza. And I get extremely giddy about a chicken Caesar wrap. I don't know why. I love
when done right,
a chicken Caesar wrap.
They're dangerous. And to me, you never know if they're going to have the crouton or not. Me, yeah. Because there's nothing I can do about that. It's not like a sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you want to talk about undoing the food? The wrap is the. I mean, if they forget on the wrap, you're done. I mean,
once
you're out.
Once the wrap is unwrapped, you're toast.
You're done.
Eat into that chicken Caesar wrap, and I taste the crouton there. It totally enhances the wrap. Yeah. And you know, on the another ocean, even just the plain salad, just having the croutons on top have got to be there. Nikki Meats, are you ready for the noise?
Oh, I'm ready for the noise. I'm ready.
Give it. Can I get just a little bit of a drum roll here, please, Nikki Meats? We're going to start off right by you. If you got to take some time to think about it, no problem. I'll lead us off. Give me a food out there that you should absolutely like, that the whole world is on, like a guacamole that you're supposed to like, but you don't. Nikki Meats. I'll start us off because I can tell that's going to be a tough one for you. It's not easy. A food out there that everybody likes, whether a French fry, guacamole, that you should like, but you can't get behind. I'm going to start off with the donut. Now, I like the donut. I like the taste of the donut. However, I can never find the time to eat the donut. I don't want to do it for breakfast because then it clogs up my whole day. Okay. I would like to do it for dessert, but a lot of the times they're not open for dessert because they're known as a breakfast food. To me, I've never been able to truly get behind the donut. I don't wake up craving a donut. I don't. If somebody puts a donut in front of my face and it's the right time, which is tough to find for the donut, by all means, I'll have the donut, no problem, and I'll enjoy it. Can't find the time for it.
You're talking to quite possibly the biggest donut fan.
Are you a big donut guy?
I love. It's my own. I'm a more of a savory guy. A donut is my most absolute. A glazed donut is
my favorite.
I could eat a glazed donut any time of the day.
Let me ask you. When's the last time you had a glazed donut?
About a week and a half ago, I had a glazed donut.
When did you have it? For breakfast?
After dinner, I had a glazed donut. After dinner, it was right. I love donuts. Oh yeah, you're talking to a. I love donuts. Like,
so it was an after dinner. Do you find the donut to be more of a dessert or more of a breakfast?
See, I like them so much, I don't really give a shit. But if I had to choose, I do a wrap like breakfast. I don't know. I think a donut is more of like a breakfast thing.
And do you ever like? Will you go out like? Okay, do you wake up in the morning and say? Yes. Do, huh?
Yes. I love donuts.
I need a donut today. You go to Dunkin' Donuts. How many of those do you smash?
But I don't go to Dunkin' Donuts, though. Like,
you go to a mom and pop shop?
I go to a mom and pop donut shop. If I'm craving a donut that bad, and I'll go with the Dunkin' Donuts glazed or the pink frosted sprinkled. I think those are the best that they got. But like, if I'm going specifically to get a donut, I'll go to a mom and pop shop. And real quick, shout out to the greatest donuts on the face of the earth, Duck Donuts. They originated in Duck, North Carolina. The greatest donuts I've ever had in my entire life.
What's it called?
Duck Donuts. It originated in Duck, North Carolina. The greatest donuts I've ever had. They started putting some on the East Coast, and I drove an hour and a half.
I never would have taken you for a donut.
People don't think so. People don't think so.
And yeah, never. I just can't find the time for it.
And I could see that argument. Like, I feel like you have to like a donut enough to like want to go crave a donut. If that makes sense,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sure does.
But for me,
I can't wait for this. Our listeners don't mind the little silence. If you got it, you got to sit.
Yeah, I got to think.
Benny the Jet, play some music or something. I mean,
Benny the Jet. Why don't we get a little ambiance?
Here's what you do, Jet. Give us our intro again. Just
play
a little loud.
Intro. Play the intro a little bit.
Give him our intro. Would you, Jet? Let him think a little bit.
Get the accordion going.
Give him a 15-second intro. Play that intro.
Play the intro, Jet.
Time to think.
I got it.
I'm so nervous.
I'm
nervous.
I don't,
I'm nervous for you right now. I'm nervous for you.
For the life of me, I don't really like a hot pretzel. I don't like a hot pretzel. I really don't. I don't like pretzel bites.
But
I don't.
But what?
but what's there not to like? Like, how do you not? Like, I don't crave it, but
I just like if like. Not usually I'm pretty good. Like when someone offers me like a bite, I'll say yes every time. I don't say yes to the hot pretzel. I don't think about a hot pretzel. I don't find the need for a hot pretzel. And you dip it into the mustard. I think there's too much salt on it. I don't like the rock salt that they put on the hot pretzel. I really don't like the hot pretzel.
Do you like pretzels in general? Just out of curiosity, because I don't know anybody that doesn't like.
I like pretzels. I like pretzels. I do like pretzels, but I don't like a hot pretzel. Like I don't like a Wetzel's pretzels. I really don't see myself ever going to one again in my entire life.
Or an Annie Ann's or anything like that.
I don't need an Annie Ann's for the rest of my life. I just don't really see the need for the hot pretzel. And my dad fucking loves hot pretzels. I mean, every time he sees one, we'll be at like a Yankee game or something. I'll be right back and go get a hot pretzel. And I'll get the hot pretzel. And it to me, it's just so dumb. It's just like a big ass. It's just a big ass thing. You got a little cup of mustard. You know what I mean? Like, to me, I don't see the need. I think it's obnoxious. I think the hot pretzel is obnoxious. I really don't like. They give you in like, you got to hold it like this. And like, you pick off pieces. And everybody, when you get a hot pretzel, wants a piece of your hot pretzel. And I'm sitting there like, because I don't want a fucking piece of the hot pretzel.
It's very shareable.
Very shareable food. Because all you got to do is take a piece off. And I don't know. I just like the sourdough. I just like even a sourdough roll. I just don't see why someone would want like something sour with a sandwich or something like that in bread form. I could if I never ate a hot pretzel for the rest of my life, I wouldn't think twice about it.
Well, you know, and talk about not being able to find the time for it. Same
when,
thing. Nobody
when the fuck you
up.
Eating a hot pretzel.
Or nobody, you know, says, okay, it's lunchtime. I'm going to go get a pretzel. It's one of those things that pretzel's got to come to you.
The pretzel's got to come to you. You don't go to the hot pretzel.
I like that take. I do.
You know what, Bob? I was very nervous saying it to you, and I'm really happy I said it. I really am because it came from the heart. It came from the heart.
For these takes, I think I'll get buried for the donut thing. But
yeah, I think the donut thing. You might get some angry DMs about the donut. By the way, I just want to clear the air before we close out here. A cashew is not a legume. A cashew is indeed, in fact, a nut.
A lot of heat for
and,
that. Did.
Yeah, yeah. And,
I'm
you
glad
know,
you're addressing it.
You know, and yeah, and being on a Pantry Boys, being a Pantry Boy myself, to all the Pantry Boys and girls out there, I just want to come forth and say I'm extremely sorry for getting that one wrong. That one's on me. But I'm very proud that the Pantry Boy faithful is holding us accountable.
They do.
You know? I think and I wouldn't want it any other way, you know, and that's all. I got to come out and say I'm sorry. I got it wrong. A cashew is not a legume.
We appreciate you acknowledging that, Meats.
No problem, man.
On behalf of myself and the Patreon faithful, you know, and we said it earlier, is that the engagement that we get from the show, even talking to Jet, you know, our producer, who's done other shows, he's never seen anything like it.
It's unbelievable. It lights me up.
The feedback is unbelievable, and they continue to hold us accountable for their take.
I love it.
I think the beauty of food is everybody's got their take, as you could see, because I think you have an awful Thanksgiving plate.
Oh, get the fuck out of here with that. You know that it's just traditional. That's what it is.
Here's what we're going to do. When that thing goes up on the Instagram.
Oh, it's going to be all over.
I'd be shocked if I lose. I would be.
No one's going to look at the green bean casserole and next to a piece of cornbread and say, give me the green bean casserole.
You know how much color?
About the color. Thanksgiving is meant you show up, you stuff your face, you lay down, you watch, you take a nap, you watch football, and you shove your face again. I ain't worried about color on my plate. I'm worried about color on my plate 364 days of the year. That's the one day where I don't give a fuck about what's on my plate. And the fact that you didn't put gravy on that plate, for me, if someone even votes once for your plate, it's going to be a problem. Because Thanksgiving, you think about two things. You think about turkey and you think about gravy. I love when the fucking genie thing comes down from the from my mom's hand onto the plate and I pour on my dry turkey and mashed potatoes.
That white turkey is going to be so dry.
It's going to be so dry.
As dry as it is every single
It's going to be drier than shit.
Nothing changes. No matter what you do, it's going to be dry. Benny the Jet, put that baby on the Instagram.
Oh, I cannot.
Doc, if I lose, we'll address next week's episode.
Cody, I want to thank you for joining. We love you. The pantry. Listen, this has been such a positive thing. It's really been something to watch, to see the growth. We're going to keep firing. We're going to keep rolling. We got some crazy guests coming on. We have an episode that's in the works right now that I don't think anybody's ready for. That's it. We're going to get the voicemail going pretty soon. We love you as a pantry boys and girls out there. Do us a favor. Go out. Do some market research yourself. Maybe get a write-off out of it. I don't know. We love you. We'll see you on the next episode.
Love you, folks.